We go way back with Dr. Kenneth Stein. I was speaking with the now University Professor Emeritus about Middle Eastern history and politics since the early 1990s. And as we look back at Jimmy Carter's success with the Camp David Accords, this might surprise you.
Pat Cadell did some surveys both before and after September 78, before the meetings actually took place. And within 4 months after Carter had these guys together, his popularity went up 1%.
But Professor Stein says it still stands as a pinnacle foreign policy achievement. And how they got to that agreement with Menachem Begin and Anwar Sadat is fascinating.
In terms of the Middle East, it was a sea change, because now you had the largest Arab state that had been at war with Israel since its founding in 48, now in 79, was signing a treaty. And Israelis were saying, okay, we'll give up land in order to make it happen. Over time, I think, Scott, I've come to a conclusion that Begin and Sadat were inching really closely to one another already before Carter invited them to Camp David in September 78.
And Jimmy Carter knew it and used it.
Well, Sadat and Begin had been having emissaries meet with one another privately through Romania, through Iran, through Morocco. And they got a pretty good sense of one another. And by the time you get to the early part of 78, Begin and Sadat are eyeing each other for their own particular reasons. Carter told me something really interesting. I interviewed him 3 times while I was working at the Carter Center, 3 times in the 90s. And Carter said to me in one of those interviews, he said, I didn't tell anyone at the time, but when Sadat was at the White House, and he visited with me in April, he said, I don't think, Mr. President, there'll be peace in my time or peace during my tenure in office. And Carter said, you know, that's really not good enough. So Carter, when he went to Camp David in 78, he knew that Sadat would go a bilateral agreement. He knew that. Carter, Begin, and Sadat were well primed for one another. Now, that doesn't take anything away from the Camp David negotiations and the give and take and the detail and the wrangling that went over words. That was Carter, and that was stewardship, and that was wordsmanship. All terrific attributes.
Carter knew pretty much which cards were in a short deck, it sounds like.
I think he did, and I think he knew that they were all face cards.
Prime example of striking while the iron is hot. You can do a deeper dive, Dr. Stein, at israeled.com.